Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings. Today we are talking about couples in business. So early on, we noticed that so many couples who walked with the Lord will end up in business together.
Yep. And unfortunately or fortunately for us, it happened to us. It also happened to our production team.
Yes.
Which is run by a husband and wife. So I'm always praying for the husband. I hope you're praying for the wife.
Yes, always. The always. Wives come first. Yes.
Oh, yes. All right. Yep. After the husband is made and we need the rib, then they come first.
So we would look at all these couples who were doing business together and think, how do you even do it? But God is a wonderful God, full of surprises. Mm-hmm. And a few years later, we were called into a business of our own. And I tell you, I have a saying, if you want to test the strength of your marriage, start a business together.
Yeah. It started with a little bit of WWE. We had to wrestle through a lot of things.
Yes.
We sit here today almost grateful, mm-hmm. you know. Not almost, very grateful that we can work together. And it's been a learning experience.
Absolutely.
You know, you hear a lot of people saying you should never work with your husband, never work with your wife. Babes, what do you say?
Whew. Okay, do I say the popular thing or do I say the unpopular thing? I don't think business is for everybody. I feel that everybody is called differently according to the abilities that God has given them. And for some people, they're called into business, and many people will tend to be called into business as husband and wife. A lot of the times, a business will start with one party, and over time, the other party will be called to join them. And as I was, you know, thinking about it in the Lord, it's because the foundation of your marriage, if it's Christ and there's the blessing that Christ gives marriages, which includes Hebrews 13:4, which we hear a lot of, but it's good to actually go through it and examine what it's saying. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 13:4 says, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. Mm-hmm. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. The third person, obviously, we know is the Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus and all that. But what we learn in marriage is that we're iron that's sharpening iron the entire time. We pick up things in one another and we deal with it. The marriage bed is undefiled because when you pick up things in each other's lineages, you cancel those things, you pray over those things, you put Christ over those things. And so technically, a marriage is a very solid foundation upon which anything can be built. You can start a business with business partners who are not walking in oneness with what you believe in. We've seen this a lot, where a couple will start a business and they'll get a business partner and they're not necessarily walking how they're walking, and that infiltrates and defiles the business. And I'm talking about an experience we witnessed ourselves, where the couple were foundationally believers and they did business according to the scriptures. And the person that joined them claimed to have the same foundational beliefs, but they ended up consulting in spiritual places that were not of God, and the business plummeted to zero. A very, very successful business. And what that showed me is that the power of the two, a couple, a husband and wife who are submitted to God, who submitted their business to God, it is a powerful, strong, and blessed foundation upon which to build a business. And I believe that's why the Lord often, I mean, for many other reasons that we'll get into today, but that's one of the reasons that God would call couples into business. The chances of it being successful are huge. I mean, for one, I'm your favor. So according to scripture,
yeah,
I'm his favor.
That's the favor.
So already the favor of God is on what we're doing if we do it in agreement. Mm. I don't know how you feel about couples in business and... you know how that goes.
One of the issues about being in business as a couple is that your issues will show. You know, so you don't want to get into this position when you are still fighting over small things in your life. But if there's oneness, if there's, you know, couples sometimes can just look at each other and not say a word, but they've spoken, they've had a long conversation, and a business decision is done, you know, without anyone ever noticing that it's been done. So we have to encourage couples who are working together to really fix this. You know, it's not that the business will just flow. It's that the two of you will have to have the foundation that carries the business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that foundation, words like "I'm sorry" must be in it. Words like "I was wrong" and words like "I told you so" should be left out the door. Because those kinds of things are the proof of maturity and also childishness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you in a business environment, things will go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will make a decision
mm-hmm.
that will not go according to plan.
Yeah.
There's no time to say I told you so, because in the end of the day, that financial knock will not care who came up with the decision.
Mm-hmm.
That financial knock will affect the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to teach couples how to deal with the smaller problems in order to grow you well enough to deal with the bigger problems. Now, another thing I've seen that can be a problem is the inability to share responsibilities according to your talents and gifts. You know, when you're in business, yes, you can be husband and wife, and at home, you have different dynamics. But in your business, you have to understand whose strengths are in which department and whose weaknesses are in which department. So that if the wife is strong in one area, let her run that. And then the husband needs to submit to that. They can't say, oh yeah, she's my wife, she must only submit to me. No, in business especially, already we know scriptures say you should submit to one another. But in business, it's even more important that you acknowledge that you are good at this and I am not.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do this and you will do that.
Mm-hmm.
And to honor that position means that even when mistakes are made, you are not suddenly the expert just because your partner made a wrong decision. But you need to be able to support them as they're growing in business.
Yeah.
Because mistakes will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that when you share responsibilities according to your talents, you basically say, look, Danny, you run with this aspect of it. We will still consult each other, but you have the final say. And some things we won't even have to consult because it's something you're running with. And the other way as well, where Letitia, you run with that, you know, you're going to have the final say.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen couples try to bring dynamics from their household into the business. And that becomes problematic, you know. So submitting to one another is very, very, very important.
You know, I feel that running a business together as a couple is incredibly difficult, but it's also an incredible opportunity. Mm. The reason it's difficult is because the way that society is set up, you're meant to have a work life and a home life. And a lot of the times we don't encounter our spouses inside their work stress. I mean, you always will hear complaints about she doesn't switch off. She walks into the house and whatever happened in the office is now in the house. Mm. And the same thing for our spouses, our husbands. Whatever happened at the office, he doesn't switch off. He gets home, he's upset, he's mad. And when you work together, the reason this can be quite challenging is because you are part and parcel as husband and wife.
You are the office.
You are the office. You're there all the time. And stressful things happen at work. And if you do not put boundaries as husband and wife as to how far these stresses go, it can actually do a lot of damage in the marriage. But the upside is that a lot of the times, we're not aware of what our spouses are going through at work. We see a lot of dynamics where one spouse has got no idea the amount of work pressure that is on their partner. And so it dictates the wrong positioning in how you are received when you get home. Because it feels like nobody understands you. Nobody understands the amount of pressure that these deadlines are putting on you. And so a lot of the times, we can become quite disjointed from our spouse. Because we cannot begin to fathom the amount of pressure that's being put on them at work. And then depending on how you communicate, you may or may not be able to adequately show your partner, this is the support I need because this is what I'm going through at work. Now, the opportunity that presents itself here for couples in business is that you are acutely aware of the amount of stress that the work environment is putting on your spouse, because fortunately, you work together. So you're feeling that stress too. And this is where the selflessness of marriage comes in, where you have to consider, if you're feeling pressure in your roles at the office, what do you think your spouse is going through? And the selflessness to ask the Lord and say, how do I make it better for them? And to communicate with one another to say, babe, how do I make this better for you? I mean, the disjointedness in our work life versus our home life is so huge that some of us have work husbands. You have a work husband and you have a work wife. And that is a time bomb waiting to happen. That is something that I greatly discourage because it's unscriptural and those words still have power. You have one husband, you have one wife. It is not safe to say I have a work husband or I have a work wife. But the reason why this narrative has come about is because you have somebody at work that gets you. They get your stress. They get your humor. Now, if you are called into business as a husband and wife, you are each other's work husband and you are each other's work wife. What's interesting, though, is you would never talk to your work husband the way you speak to your husband, because the work husband is the bestie at work. So even though you're stressed together with deadlines, you find a way to make it light. And that's why you want to spend time around them, because they get it and they make it easy. We should be that for each other within our businesses, where we understand the kind of pressure that comes with working together. But that gives us an opportunity. It gives us insight into our spouse's day, because so many of us don't even talk at the end of the day. And we're just yearning. You know, we'll sit in counseling sessions and say, I don't know him anymore. He doesn't even tell me what he's going through during the day. And we miss the opportunity because of how the stress presents itself in our family business. We miss out on the fact that, hey, I'm part and parcel of this person's day. And so that positions me to talk to them about it. That positions me to ask the Lord how to deal with it as well. So it's good to see not just how it can be difficult, but how it can be beneficial to the marriage if we walk into it with selflessness and a care for the other person as well, and not just yourself.
Yep. Yeah. And then after stressing at work, we also need to know how to separate it from our home lives. You know, because you'll find couples who don't learn how to switch off. Mm. You know, where we're in business, we've done this, it's been a hectic day, but we are home now. Mm-hmm. We can put it away for a while, you know, go on with our lives and then come back to it. So it's so important when you're working together, mm-hmm. you begin to build boxes. Mm-hmm. To know this box is the work box. Mm-hmm. Something happens in the work box, mm-hmm. even though we are aware of it, mm-hmm. before we engage in it at home, mm-hmm. to ask, mm-hmm. do you want to talk about this? Mm-hmm. Nope, I'm switching off for now. Mm-hmm. Perfect. We'll do that later. Work starts at 7. Maybe we'll have a meeting there. Sometimes we actually book meetings with each other. Okay, let's have this convo at this time. And that's very healthy as well for the relationship, where you are aware in this box, this is how we relate. And then in this other box, this is how we relate, you know, and this box has that time allocated to it. And this box also has a different time allocated to it. Now, life is life. There's going to be times, busy seasons where, you know, you have to put in extra hours at home, you know, do that. But there must be an understanding that work stops. So that you don't find yourself now being workmates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You know, what I think is so important with couples, married couples in business, is that your world picks up your discord.
Yes.
It's like running a home, but at the business. You know how the children will pick up that mom and dad don't talk? So the child will do this. Our children do this all the time. But I think they know now, babies, this doesn't work with your parents. My daughter will say, "Mommy, can I please have cookies?" And for whatever reason, that week, there's no cookies because we're trying to find the allergies right now. That's where we are.
Yep.
So we'll remove certain foods to see what is this child reacting to. And I'll say, "No, you can't have cookies." And then she'll go to daddy and she'll say, "Daddy, can I please have cookies?" And if daddy says yes or mommy says yes, and the children pick up that mom and dad aren't talking, they play you against each other within the home. And that's why mom and dad must always have one voice. Now, it's the same with couples in business. At some point, you are going to employ. And let me tell you, employment is not easy because you hire people. I mean, people are multifaceted. You can get this one day and that the next. And employees pick up on the discord between the two of you. And in business, that costs you money because somebody can say one thing to you and another thing to the other person. So that discord that is picked up, it's your responsibility as a couple in business to deal with it. And what I've learned, what makes me grateful about doing business together, is that I think that it has improved the quality of our marriage. Because many times our flaws in business actually shows me our flaws in our marriage. Because if it doesn't exist in your marriage, it won't show up as clearly in your business. If you pick up that the employees are able to pin you against each other, more likely than not, your children are able to pin you against each other. So what we've begun to do is that as we pick up on our weaknesses in the business, we then sit down and speak about those very same weaknesses within the marriage. There was a time when we would get so stressed at work in the beginning that it would completely change how we related to each other at work. We would be short with each other and sometimes in front of people because you're stressed. You're doing more than just being here looking nice. You're running a business. And that sometimes means that you're going to have a bad day or deal with something that you did not foresee. And so we had to learn how to speak to each other nicely, even when it was not a nice situation. Now, this one was a bit of an interesting one because we had a deal at home. We never shout. Even when we are having difficult conversations, we never shout. But work kind of played on this a lot because when you're in the heat of the moment, sometimes you can just answer a person in a way that resolves your stress but puts stress onto them.
Someone else,
and then we had to discuss, no, but how do we speak to each other at work even when we're stressed so that we can still come home and do family? And then also, of course, how do we speak to each other in front of the employees? But we started to realize that it wasn't about how we looked to the employees. It was about how we were with one another, because the employees are not going to be at home when I'm upset at how you spoke to me at work. So it became important to fix the marriage so that the business would not have to do some back work. Because if you're working on your marriage, you won't have to fix it for the business. It just becomes who you are. And then to touch on a topic that you mentioned, that you have to be able to switch off from the business and be husband and wife. Mm-hmm. In the same way that we would make appointments to have meetings so that every day is not a meeting, there's also booked out seasons to be away from the business. Mm-hmm. A few times a year, our management knows you cannot reach us this week. We are gone because you are still husband and wife, and you still have to find that time to be together. Now, the upside of being in business together is that you're in charge of your own time. And these are missed opportunities because we can often talk about the difficulty of running a business together, but we often don't see the opportunity that it gives us to be in charge of our time. That means that when we're overly stressed or we feel like things are becoming overwhelming, we can take a break. And so what we've implemented to keep us from burnout, because I have a joke about entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs give up a 9-to-5 to run a 24/7. And so if you're not watching your time, you can be working all the time. So we've just put it in our schedule that a few times a year we go away before the burnout. So it's all these opportunities that present themselves as disadvantages. Because if you're doing the 24/7 and you're not giving each other as a couple those breaks, it can really bring you into burnout mode.
Yep. Yep. And prioritizing time together away from work is very important because, especially men can think, but we're spending time together the whole time, you know, because we're working together. But to realize that those things are different boxes. Romantic time together is not the time we spent working, you know. So prioritizing having space that is just for the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we when we're saying the two of you, we're saying if you've got children, they need a separate box with the two of you. But you need time where it's just the two of you. Because you are in a relationship and it's a romantic relationship. That romantic relationship needs attention. You know, so if you're going to add business to that, then become very conscious that the business time together is not the romantic time together. And if you're parents as well, as parents separate. So you need to have a separate time. You, the children, husband, wife, children. You, your business, husband and wife. And then on the one side, it's just the two of you and God.
And it's also a brilliant opportunity to hone in on those talents that the master gave us. The talents where God says, I'ma come back and see if you multiplied. It's a great opportunity to learn, what are my husband's strengths? What are my wife's strengths? What are her interests? And it becomes easier to build on those talents because you're not doing it alone. You're already a three-stranded cord. And you begin to pick up, like, this is Danny's area of strength. This is Letitia's area of strength. So we don't just discover the weaknesses, because it's easy to see those. But are you able to see your partner's talents and then help them to develop the talent that's in them? And sometimes we don't even know that we have the ability to do this until we are put in a business scenario where someone is a great administrator and they're like, no, but Letitia, you can actually do this. So within the businesses, as a family setup, without knowing it, we are busy building on the master's talents. And so it makes it easier for us to stand before the Lord and say, this thing you gave me, here it is, it's double now.
Yep. I don't know. It sounds doable, guys. I hope you are
encouraged.
Do write to us if there are areas where you are struggling. The Vambilis love you, and Jesus loves you too. Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Vambilis.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG under Impact 103 to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
And our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Vambilis, you can just type in at the Vambilis and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Vambili, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambili. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.